And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 3rd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Trafalgar, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Dogger 1030 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra. Southwesterly veering westerly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first in Viking, decreasing 4 later. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. South at Cirra. Southwesterly veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and 3 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Tyne, Dogger. West 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Fisher. Southwest veering northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. German Bight. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first in Humber and Plymouth. Moderate or good. Biscay. East or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 4 to 6 in east, but in west, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in southwest. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Fitzroy, becoming variable 2 to 4 in northwest Fitzroy and west Sole. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. Northwest veering northeast, then southeast later 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good. Shannon. Northeast 3 to 5, veering south or southeast 4 to 6. Occasional rain later. Moderate or good. Rockall, Malin. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in Rockall. Showers at first, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, then southerly 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in West Bailey. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. West 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, wintry at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, then southerly 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northwest by west, 4, 9 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest, 4, recent precipitation, 13 miles, 1,013, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest, 7, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1,003, rising. Wick Automatic, west by south, 4, 11 miles, 1,010, rising quickly. Aberdeen, west by north, 4, 12 miles, 1,013, rising very rapidly. Lucas, west-southwest, 3, 16 miles, 1,016, rising very rapidly. Boomer, west, 4, 15 miles, 1,017, rising quickly. Bridlington, southwest by west, 2, 1,018, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. south by east, 3, 11 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by north, 1, 1,019, rising. Jersey, south by west, 2, 11 miles, 1,019, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 1, 1,019. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north, 3, slight drizzle and rain, 4 miles, 1,020, rising. Milford Haven, northeast, 1, 6 miles, 1,020, rising. Aberporth, southwest, 1, 16 miles, 1,020, rising. Valley, north-northwest, 3, 15 miles, 1,020, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west by south, 3, 12 miles, 1,019, rising. Valentia, north-northeast, 3, mist, 4 miles, 1,022, rising. Ronald's Way, northwest, 2, 7 miles, 1,020, rising quickly. Malin Head, west-northwest, 4, 7 miles, 1,020, rising quickly. Macrahanish Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 8 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 2nd of March. The general situation. An area of high pressure will move eastwards across the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours. This will bring an interval of settled weather for many, although patchy rain will continue for a while in the southwest, as will showers across the north of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, then southerly 3 to 5 later. Showers becoming fair later, good occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 4 to 6, backing southwest 2 to 4, then south 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest, veering northeast 2 to 4, veering southeast 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first in west, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, then veering southeasterly later in west. Occasional rain becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less at first from the Clyn Peninsula southwards, otherwise northeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. Northwest 3 or 4, veering east or northeast 2 to 4, then southeast 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers at first in north, otherwise fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurcombe Point. Northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first backing southwest 2 to 4, then south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, good. Ardnamurcombe Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in far north, backing southwesterly 4 or 5, then southerly 5 or 6 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. And Shetland Isles. West 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, sailing us across the airwaves to the very end of our day here on Radio 4. So on behalf of all of us at Broadcasting House in London, this is Danielle Jałowiecka wishing you a peaceful night. Good night.
On the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil. Israel and the US continue attacking Iran with more than 500 Iranians reported to have been killed.
There are many security stations around the city stopping people that they deem suspicious. We are tired, very tired. The death of Khamenei is not enough.
Iran continues to hit back at America's Gulf allies and to choke off oil and gas supplies through a key shipping lane. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, gives another justification for the war.
So the president made the very wise decision. We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces.
In other news, videos of the Clintons' testimony to Congress about the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein are released, as the former president says he did nothing wrong.
I swam around, I sat in the hot tub for 5 minutes, or whatever it was, and I got up and went to bed.
And I have to ask this, did you engage in any sexual activity
No.
with this person?
That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Israel has struck Iran's state broadcaster, saying it has dismantled it as attacks on Tehran continued deep into the night. The Iranian Red Crescent says more than 550 people have been killed so far. The United States says six of its service members have died. Our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, reports on the day's attacks.
Loud explosions rip through the streets of Tehran. Columns of smoke tower in the skies, around military targets, in residential areas. In the midst of this turmoil, Iran is trying to project stability and continuity until a new supreme leader is chosen, a three-man council is in charge. Today its head, Ali Reza Arafi, issued a statement. He condemned the U.S. and Israeli strikes and warned they would be proven.